Hey, let's go straight to our next guest. We're wrapped. We've got him on again. Our next guest, Adelaide Footy Club's new CEO, Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thanks for your time.
No problems at all. Good to talk to you.
Gee, it's quite funny, actually. We've got a big studio here, and we've got a 42-inch Harvey Norman TV in there. And on Fox Sports, I'm looking right now on that channel reading the news is... Alana Smith.
It was good to see she made it to work.
Oh, good work. Hey, let's start here. We just had Paddy. He was on Channel 9 Footy Show last night. You spoken to him yet, personally?
I have spoken to him personally, so I spoke to him on Tuesday. And look, seems like an absolutely upstanding character. It was a good chat, and I can tell you that the conversation we had was entirely consistent with the remarks that he echoed on Fox Footy last night. So, I felt very comfortable that he's a guy who does, feel deeply about the club and the players that he plays with and the people all involved in the club. So, I said I walked away from that conversation very, very impressed.
Well done. Look, we've got a bit to get through. I was going to start here. You were in one day, coach gone the next. Or does a storm always follow you, Andrew?
I did receive a text message from a friend of mine just asking what was going to happen in my next 3 days. But it was obviously it's been a big week for the footy club. I was briefed through the back end of my interview process and appointment process on the review. So I understood it was taking place, and I was fully briefed on Tuesday night with regards to the findings. Footy is a ruthless business at times. It's tough. We're performance-based as an industry, and these calls get made from time to time. So, I completely understand why the decision's been made, and, my job's now to look forward and to, ensure we make some good decisions about, the appointment of coaches from this point forward. As I said at my press conference on Monday and in radio interviews with you guys and others to follow, that, my focus is to ensure we get the right people in the right seats and we establish the best football program in the AFL. So that's what I'm going to set out to do.
Andrew, I thought in your opening press conference you did say one thing that was really interesting about controlling the controllables. I liked it. Gee, was this on the radar then? Is this a controllable?
In professional sport, it's probably one of those things that you can expect from time to time.
Mm.
I was asked whether I was shocked about it when I returned back to Sydney and to my... back to the AAU, and I said, look, I don't think I get shocked anymore after 20 years in sports, so these things do happen. Look, what I can control now is the decisions we're making now about moving forward with the club. So that's where my focus is.
That is the great point, and whether people agree or disagree, as of this moment, it's about what's next, moving forward, moving on, and keeping the place harmonious and looking after all of your stakeholders, as they've been called. What is the process from here? Can you tell us and our listeners, I guess, what the process is in search of that next bloke as of now?
Yeah, look, it shouldn't come as any surprise. So we've obviously got a panel that's been put together to run the process. I will be on that panel. I've been in regular discussion with David Noble over the last couple of days. So obviously we're running through a couple of scenarios. One is, we're identifying, all the potential candidates, but equally we're looking at, as part of the concluding stages of the review, we're looking at, the qualities that are required to ensure that the football program's exactly where we want it to be. One of the things I said to Nobes was that, we've got to be careful through this process that, we don't just jump at the first shiny thing that comes our way. I know a lot of names have been thrown out.
Yep.
But, my experience tells me it's about ensuring that we've got balance within the coaching group. We understand exactly where the players are at, where the program's at, the challenges that are ahead of us. And that will, depending on where we land on that, that will influence the type of coach that we get. So, we'll do it thoroughly and we'll think deeply about it. And that's going on right now. And to be fair, that was... It's probably been taking place over the last few weeks through the course of that review. So, the panel will assess those applicants and we'll make a decision, as quickly as possible. But it'll be a case of, as quickly as we can make a great decision.
Andrew, and I guess over the last 12 hours, maybe at the least, a spanner's been thrown in the works. You were the only club looking for a coach, so you had time on your side. You had that benefit. that might be gone as of today with what's happened with Essendon, with what's going up on the Gold Coast. Those goalposts might have moved and there might be a rush on and maybe other buyers in the market.
Yeah, look, that's right. But as I said, we've got to control the controllables there. So look, it's a competitive marketplace all the time, whether it's players or coaches, and this is no different to that. We've got to just move through our process and do it quickly, but make good decisions.
Yep.
What we do know is that everyone in the football industry knows that we're looking for a senior coach. It's not as though we've got to put an ad in the paper. And you know, people are contacting us. We'll contact people, and we'll obviously look to identify the right candidates. And I'm pretty confident that the strength of this footy club, is a significant draw card. The talent in the playing list is a significant draw card. And, the support that we've got in the city is a significant draw card.
Yep.
And people will want to come and, be a part of this football club. So I think we've got a significant strength there, and we intend to play it.
Well done. And of course you have. There's only 18 jobs. There's only 18, and this is a blue chip club. Andrew, were you surprised they moved on Sandow before having their man?
Look, mate, what I can say is that having been involved in this before, it's not always easy to get timing right on that. And I think the club, was entirely respectful towards Sandow to, when they reached the conclusions that they did as part of that review process, that I think you want to have those discussions with Sandow immediately rather than, start commencing a process to look for candidates. So, I'm comfortable with the way in which the process unfolded. It's always going to be a bit clunky. And it's always going to challenge people, and it's always going to cop some criticism. But I'm comfortable that it was done with in a principled and appropriate way. And now it's literally a case of now looking forward and trying to get good decisions made and get the right people in the right seats.
Makes me think that your preferred option would have been that they had their man.
Mate, in a perfect world, that's what happens, but we rarely work in that perfect world.
Yeah, okay.
So it just rarely happens.
Okay.
And the last time I was involved in this, in my in my other code, I didn't have the man either. I just had to make a decision, and we made it, and then we went and recruited the best coach that we could get, and that worked really well. So it's not a perfect world, but I think the way in which it's unfolded is the way in which it's unfolded, and we'll now go about making good decisions.
Okay, did you miss out on Simon Goodwin?
No, look, as I said, I think there's plenty of speculation, and the process hadn't started. So, as I said, I think that the media will identify guys, and they'll continue to do that until we publicise a choice. So, but I'm comfortable that we haven't missed out on anyone.
Okay, are you armed with a war chest? Is the sky the limit? Is Alistair Clarkson on your radar? Will you make a phone call?
Mate, what we won't do is walk through the media, the process, and who we're looking at and who we're not looking at. I think you'll understand that we're not going to do that. What I can tell you is that the club is financially strong, and I think we're very comfortable that we've got the resources at our disposal to get the person that we need to take the club forward and deliver the success on the field that we want. So, I'm really comfortable we've got what we need.
Okay. Would your preferred option be, and you're going to have your fingerprints all over this, you're going to be interviewing and you're going to have a huge say, would you rather a premiership coach with experience or you're happy to go for a rookie?
What I want is a guy who's going to deliver us a premiership. And as I said at the outset, I think this is about balance, and it's about looking at the skills and the experience and the qualities that we need. And and it's not just about the individual, it's about the overall balance of the coaching group, and I'm very, very big on that. And it's about, leading a significant group of individuals within the high performance department, at the Adelaide Football Club, and we'll look for the qualities that are right to do that. So we'll find the best man for the job. And, it's hard to comment, I'm not in a position to comment as to who that might be or whether they come with 20 years experience or less.
Yeah, we understand that, Andrew, and we thank you for telling us as much as you can. You spoke about the panel that goes in the search and that will interview, I guess, prospective coaches or possible coaches for you, David Noble and yourself. Sometimes they throw on past greats, AFL greats, not necessarily South Australian-based. Can you tell us who else might be on that panel?
Mate, not at the moment. So, look, we're finalising it as we speak. And look, when we're in a position to let you know, we certainly will. But
yep.
your point's well taken. You know, I think there's benefit in having some external eyes in the process, and I'll bring some of those, but there's the opportunity to bring others. So either through the entire process or at points within it. So, you know, we'll call upon all the expertise that we need to make a good decision.
Hey, Andrew, can you tell us, you haven't been in the chair for that long. Have you got an impression of the culture of the Adelaide Footy Club, about what it stands for, what it represents? It seems to be so important in the game, in all games, whether it's your old game, our game, whether it's the round ball code, but culture is something that everybody's looking for, everybody's talking about, and everybody's rating. Be interested in your impressions walking into West Lakes and telling us what it's like.
Yeah, look, it's obviously been spoken about a little bit because of some of the decisions that have been taken, but mate, I've actually been quite impressed. I think the players that I've met to date are some of the most outstanding characters that I've met in a long time in sport. They appear to be a very, very united group. The board appears very, very united. Even as an anecdote, the fact that my appointment came as a surprise to many.
Yes.
That's how tight the board is. But that doesn't happen very often in sport.
No.
And, you know, I think that they're very much a unified bunch. They're absolutely driven. This is across the club, and the executive in the club that I've spent time with today as well. They're very, very driven. You don't make decisions that have been made in the last few days unless you are and you have sort of high benchmarks and expectations.
Yep.
And as I said sort of a few days ago, if I didn't feel that was the case, I wouldn't have accepted the opportunity to come here.
Yep.
So my early impressions have been very, very positive. And I've been impressed. And, it's been a challenging week, but now it's eyes up and let's move forward.
So you're part of this process now, so you're happy that you're being included, not excluded from this process?
Yeah, absolutely. No, the guys have been great. I've said I've been in multiple daily conversations with Chappie, said with David Noble, with others within the club, Andrew Faze. So I'm very comfortable with where we're heading with it. I'm absolutely part of the process, part of leading the process, and my fingerprints will be all over it, and I'm looking forward to it.
What about other positions like line coaches or development coaches?
Again, it's about balance, as I said. So I think you've got to get the order right here. We want the overall coaching group to be right. So it's not just about one coach. This isn't a one coach driven program. No program is. So we've got to look at it all. But let's start with a senior coach and then work the other guys around.
It just seems right now you're after a senior coach, a senior assistant, possible line coaches. There could be as many as I'm guessing four critical appointments, Andrew. Is there enough quality out there?
But there are, but I think we've got quality people inside the club already as well. So, none of my comments suggest that we don't have quality within the club. We absolutely do. But it's just about getting said the right balance that we need. Look, I think there's our early indications are that there's plenty of quality out there. And we got to get the balance right between experience and youth. That's our aim. So that's what we're going to look to do.
Are you surprised?
Look, I was just going to say, it's a bit too hard for me to make that judgment call now. We'll be better placed to do so in coming weeks, coming days probably.
Has the national attention and scrutiny of the Crows surprised you at all, Andrew?
No, not at all. Look, it's what I expected. I've received, I've been absolutely welcomed. I'm comfortable in the environment, and it's been great, mate. As I said, for me, that just demonstrates the strength of the brand of the Adelaide Football Club. You prefer to be noticed when you're making these decisions rather than not carrying any weight and no one caring. So maybe that's a glass half full view on life, but I think it's a positive for the club, and there's tremendous support for the boys and for the team and for the football club, and that's something that I'm really honoured to be a part of.
How are you going to keep the fans engaged, Andrew? I heard you speak about how you prioritised that and how important it was for you, and I think it's vital for the Adelaide Footy Club fans, because there was beginning to be maybe a slight disconnect, so it's really important. How are you going to prioritise that while you've got all this on your plate, fella?
You're right, there's a lot to do. And look, they sit right atop the list, that's that wasn't a line I was providing the other day. They have to be engaged, and it is a priority. And you know, I've already said to the guys internally that you know, I want to start sitting down with fans straight away. So you know, my feet will be on Adelaide soil in coming days. I want to be meeting with our supporters. I want to understand where where they see the club is at, and I want to understand what their views are as to how we can provide them with an engaging association with the footy club. And because without them, we've got absolutely nothing. So, but you know, to date, I think the passion that they've shown has been fantastic. We've had plenty of them calling the club, in recent days. Supportive of the need to make decisions that are going to make the club successful. I'll be communicating as much as possible. They won't suffer from lack of communication. I can tell you that.
Collingwood did an open forum. Would you consider that?
Look, mate, at the moment, what I want to do is engage.
Yep.
So we'll work out a process to allow that to happen.
Sure.
I said to the guys the other day, I want to sit down initially with several groups of supporters to get a little feel for for some of the issues and the trends and the things that are important to them. Once we get a feel for that, once I get a particular feel for that, for the personality of our supporters and what they're looking for, well, then we'll look at the appropriate way to engage them. Yeah, more broadly.
Sure.
Well done, Andrew. We're playing closest to the bone for a $100 Powers voucher. Sydney or North Melbourne tonight at the SCG? Who wins?
Look, I think Sydney might have it. I've been to a bunch of Swans games this year. They've been pretty polished throughout the season. So, and Buddy Mania used to be sweeping the town. So I think the home crowd might get him over the line.
Okay, and Port Adelaide or Hawthorn?
I'll go for Hawthorn.
Well done.
You're
well
in for $100, pals, vouchers.
Hey, Andrew, as always, thanks for your time. Well done.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. We'll speak soon.
Good on you, Andrew.
Our next, our new CEO, whose wheels are under desk and settling in, Andrew Fagan.